Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt Lawther. I'm the real estate agent, and with me forever is
Chris, the buyer's agent. Now, wait one second here. I think your father must be Hugh Jackman and your mother's Bigfoot, because what has happened to your face in the space of a week?
Chris, I just got testosterone, mate. I'm full of it.
Last week, clean shaven. This week, mutton chops.
Don't you like it? Do you think it impresses the ladies?
It certainly does in the 1960s. 70s? 80s? Who knows? It's impressive. It's impressive. Yeah. I'll give you that. No, it looks good.
Chris, you know what? One of my sport I enjoy watching?
What's that?
Basketball.
I don't think you do like it, but you just dropped that because I've got to talk about it later
on. Yeah, of course.
Very good. All right.
Chewing up the hints.
I like it. I like it. We will come back to basketball. But this week, we're talking a bit more slow.
A bit timeless this episode.
It is timeless. It's relevant now, but it's timeless.
Property has the same similar patterns.
Cycles.
And we're talking about a slow market, a soft market.
Yep. And this actually came in the back of, I was just sharing, price jumping on, is that a friend of mine has a different market. He's selling a property in Melbourne. He just called me this afternoon about an hour ago and said, Chris, a very, very much a conversation of a glass half empty.
Okay.
So very much asking, okay, it's going for auction, I've got one buyer seems to be emotionally keen, but not sure on finance, got a couple of people who are tire kickers. What do I do at auction if this lady, he's already framing it, puts an offer forward that's not accepted, and then I've got to negotiate afterwards. And I explained to him the different things. You always have your reserve beforehand. At the end of auction, you would indicate, you know, what you're now with your agent, what's acceptable. But I said, the biggest thing you need to do is just be prepared to walk away. Now, he was like, yeah, Chris, I'm definitely going to walk away. I'm going home. I said, yeah, Steve, I will use your real name. I said, Steve, I get you're actually not afraid to walk away because that's the kind of guy he is. But I said, equally, don't be surprised if that buyer who has put time and effort into it has come back, has come to that property on that day, in theory, in that story, has put out an offer. They want to secure the property, and your agent may let them walk out the door in that time if they're nowhere near where they need to be or not where they need to be. But the agent, and I've seen it before myself, they continue to call you, talk to you, and still manage the property. Deals can be done post-auction, post-everyone even leaving as well.
Well, just as I quickly remember, Chris has brought this stat up before. Often, buyers won't make their first offer for 9 months.
Oh, right, from when they start looking.
From when they start looking, first offer, you know, some a bit before, some after, but it takes a long time for a lot of people to get to that point where not one have they, when they firstly have made an offer, but two, they've gone through the emotional turmoil of the property, yep. Then to get to auction, then to know they haven't secured the property, and it's just about being a little calm.
Yeah, for them as well. So what about, that's the vendor overall, that's a really nice, I think it's a good story to sort of kick us off, but from your standpoint, what are the things a vendor, a person selling a property, they need to have or need to be considering in this current market or in the market that's slow?
To keep it really simple, if you're a vendor looking at selling in a softer market, you got to get rid of the expectations of what happened in COVID. Now, COVID is no real exception to a hot market. It's just that COVID happened to induce that sort of heated market, but yeah, it happens. And I think understanding that properties, I think even 20 years ago, properties used to be on the market for months. Like, it used to take a very long time, and we have this expectation now that a property is going to be sold in 3-4 weeks,
yep.
Particularly after the latest hot market. So it's about understanding that it's definitely not a bad thing if a property's been on the market for 4 weeks, for 8 weeks. Maybe there's no offers, because what will happen is buyers have interest. They know for short periods of time that they've got the power, that they can make the move, they can take the time, they can dilly-dally. And it's just unfortunate one of those ebbs of flows that you need or you are selling in a softer market.
Yeah.
So I think it's just taking the time, trust the agent. If you've picked the agent, trust them.
Yeah.
It's like they're the ones that are doing the brain surgery on your home. They're the ones looking after your home and looking after you, making sure you make the right decision. And if you've chosen them, it means you need to 100% trust them.
Yep. And what about in terms of in the softer market, general thumb, like Sydney's very much a prominent auction city. Melbourne is the same, other places are as well. But in a softer market, Do you just go forward with an auction as you would, book a date, or is there any differences?
I still think for the Sydney market, you should always, not always, but I'm going to say if I had to pick one or the other, it still have the auction. Now, yep. Usually, so people know, is when you book an auction and book an auction date and the auctioneer, even if the auction doesn't go ahead, you still pay the auction fee because they've booked out their time for it. What is often happening is you book an auction date, you're planning to go to auction, you're telling everyone you are going to auction because if you have the people, you're going to go to auction.
Yep.
But you save yourself $700-$800 and you don't book the auctioneer straight away.
Yeah.
An agent should have a couple of auctioneers that they can call upon if needed to, if there ends up being enough people ready to go.
Yep.
Because sometimes there will be, in a softer market, there will still be some properties that are going to fly.
Absolutely there is. Yeah.
And you want to make sure you're prepared.
I had one this week where, you know, it's a two bed, one bath, one car park in Rosebery?
I think
it is. Yeah, Rosebery. I'm just trying to remember. No, Redfern, sorry. If I told a lie. Redfern. And there's five buyers on it. And the price is going up exponentially. Now, if they didn't have a car park, it probably wouldn't be going up. If it was part of a very large complex, it probably wouldn't have it. But there hasn't been a lot of similar property sites. Mm-hmm. It's still in a hot market. It's still in a soft market, sorry. If it's a relevant property, that he's either got a number of buyers out there or it's just a tier one property, it's still going to be treated as such.
And vendors, I think using Chris's example perfectly, how one property had five buyers on its hot, imagine those four buyers that are going for it have missed out and they're actually still keen to purchase because they need to purchase, they need to get in, they just want to get in, they're overlooking. You could be even potentially 3-4 months on the market, not much interest, but then one person has missed out. They're heartbroken, they're disappointed, but they're keen to still get in. They've got that hunger. That one person can finally come to your property and they may see it and be like, I just want to go for it.
Move forward with it.
Because often the amount of times, I was saying to a vendor recently that I've had a vendor say, do you know what? I think we're gonna put it on the rental market because they've been a bit impatient.
Yep.
Or it's got to that Christmas point. They've been like, do you know what? Let's just call it. Or a certain point in time. And a buyer's come out of the woodworks somewhere. I don't know if it's the universe. I don't know if it's because... And it's not just myself. No, it's just happened to other colleagues, other agents. It just works.
Yeah, just because you list a property day one doesn't mean that buyer's looking on that day one for that property.
No.
And people look at property at a different time.
And I was just going to say, I think that almost transforms into... I've lost the point. What I was going to say. Chris, can you take it away?
So in terms of, you know, if you be patient, so you might get no offers,
yeah.
You might just receive a low offer. I think it's really important to think about very early on a campaign, if you do receive a low offer, yeah, I would be encouraging you not to take it, even though from a buyer's agent, I do want you to take it. I think if it's low offer and you've just started the campaign, you know, unless it's extenuating circumstances,
yeah. Well, as a vendor, I think we're sort of using that. Often there can be a market that's always moving or having spurts, and you're kind of using a bit of a basketball analogy.
Yeah, so there's times where it's in basketball. You know, a friend of mine always says, you know, basketball is a game where it's a bit your turn, my turn, right? It's very much, it's not like a possession game where one team can have the ball the whole time. You turn the ball up, you have 24 seconds or so, and you try and get a move. Typically, I describe a Sydney market as the ball's in the hands of the vendor. It's a hot market. Things, you know, they've got other properties that have sold recently for high prices or at level prices. They've got many people coming through the property. So they're feeling in control about the strategy. They got auction, do they not? Which way do they go? Currently, it's a slow market. So it's the ball's more in control of the buyer.
Yeah.
So taking your time, do the due diligence, assess. Do you want to do a slam dunk on this property? You're going to take your time. You're going to 3-pointer. But the biggest thing I'll say is don't think that ball's going to stay in your hands forever. No. Eventually, the ball, and the majority of time in Sydney, the ball is actually with the vendor.
Yep.
So when it flicks over, don't be caught out there not having the ball because you're going to be in the worst situation you can be.
Yep. And sometimes it can fluctuate. Sometimes teams can lose the ball quite quickly and goes back.
Yep. Back and forth.
The amount of times it can be a slow market or it's just not moving along and it can change into a bit of a hot market for a month or whatever it is just because people have missed out. A couple of people and they just like jump on the next property and that has a bit of a rolling effect.
Rolling effect overall.
But I think to sum up as well, for the vendors or people that are looking at selling their property,
what's key for them to have in a slow market? What's the key things they need to have?
The key thing is the marketing is more important than ever. Okay. I think it's actually worth spending a little bit more than you normally would in a slow market rather than a hot market.
Age old, can't sell a secret?
You can't sell a secret. I think one thing is you in a hot market, you could probably get away with photos, a floor plan, copywriting, as sort of a basic bit of a marketing package. I actually think in a softer market, a slow market, you need to be grabbing the audience. Why should they live there? So is it some drone shots? Is it some different type of videos? Is it an engaging video that actually attracts people for the lifestyle? If you've got a bit of a lifestyle property, you want to make the buyers want to be there, and sort of creating that fear factor that they don't want to miss out on this opportunity.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, nice. I think that's very important to have all those things together.
Perfect.
And be focused on. It's good.
Lovely. Okay, Chris, so last week you gave me, we weren't doing three quick cues.
Let's stop.
That's next week. Fuck. Yeah, that's right. Okay, cool. Okay. Chris.
Yeah.
I got a new game for us.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be us. For us.
For me. More for me to go on.
For you. So the game is actually going to be, I'm going to toss out a couple of brands.
Yep.
You can write them down if you want. And then I'm going to chuck out some slogans.
Okay, go for it.
Slogans, mottos. Okay, so the brands are BMW.
Yep.
Toyota. Ford. And Jaguar.
Okay, on Jaguar. Okay, go for it.
Now, these are the quotes, okay?
Quotes or taglines?
Taglines, okay, I should say.
Let's just see where we go.
The art of performance. Next one is... Yep. Let's go places.
Okay.
Next one. Everything we do is driven by you.
Yep.
And the final one is the ultimate driving machine.
Okay.
Now, can I just make sure I said the car companies right? There's BMW, there's Toyota, there's Ford, and there's Jaguar.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thought I said Coca-Cola.
So read out, why don't you read out each one, each of the mottos again or the taglines, and I'll tell you what I thought it is.
The ultimate driving machine.
You've changed up. Ultimate driving machine's Ford.
The next one.
It's not good.
Let's go places.
BMW.
Next one.
Yep.
Everything we do is driven by you.
Toyota.
The last one, the art of performance.
Jaguar?
Oh, Chris, I'm going to tell you, you got that one right, big man.
I got one right.
You've got that right. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. Toyota is let's go places. And Ford is everything we do is driven by you.
Very happy to get one correct.
Yes, Chris, what's the homework this week?
Our homework, everybody, is get in the comments. We want to hear about a topic. We're coming, obviously, Christmas and New Year starting. What is something you want to discover or have us talk about? Property centric in Sydney, selling or buying. Please jump in, let us know.
Lovely.
Thanks for dropping by.